It's 13 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is DC 101, 4321-101, my number. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Very bold.
Are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I believe it.
Yeah.
You're pretty perky this morning.
I'm extra. I'm feisty this morning. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I got a double flip this morning.
Well, you must have had something funny in your Wheaties this morning.
No, my honey gave me a double massage, front and back.
Ooh.
It was nice.
Lucky you.
And I got all my juices going there.
You sound like it.
Mmm. It was nice. We're talking complete back, complete front with thumbs burying deeply.
This morning or last night?
That was this morning.
This morning, and you have to get up so early.
But that's the only way to get up. When you get up like that, man, you get up.
Yeah, but I'm impressed with her.
Yeah, well, I mean, let me describe it for you. The alarm went off about 3:15. And I didn't think I could move a muscle. All of a sudden, she moved me. She just flipped me over onto my belly. And then sat down on my sacroiliac. I felt those thumbs go into the back of my neck, and oh, man. I felt her ease. Those thumbs across my taut trapezius muscles, kneading away at those massive deltoids, squeezing my latissimus dorsi. Up and down my spine she worked until I had alternate flashes of hot and cold and goosebumps, and then her fingertips danced across my lumbar region. I felt vertebrae cracking and snapping as discs popped into place. And then the palms of her hands went into my mouth. She was so nice. When suddenly I got the urge to break wind. I said, honey, I'm loving this. I am loving this, but I think you better move off of me. You're sitting right there at ground zero. She said, what's the matter? My baby got to make a patootie? I said, I don't believe I'd refer to it as a patootie. She said, go ahead. I said, baby. She said, we're married. If you got to do that, you can do it. Go ahead. I said, believe me, you don't want me to do that. I think I ought to just pop up a second. Let me run down the hallway. She said, no. I'm your wife now. We don't have to be embarrassed about that kind of thing. I said, all right. I sunk my teeth into that pillow. Man, oh, man. I just looked at her for a second. She said, well, stop staring at me and help me off the chandelier for crying out loud.